This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. Send me an email. You know, if you want to send an email to Joe, Giuseppe, whatever you prefer. I don't really care. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Well, I haven't talked to you guys since last year. That's why you know I don't do stand-up comedy, right? not very good at it. But we do have somebody coming on that is good at it. She just doesn't do it as often as she used to. I'd like to see her do it more often. I think she's great at it, frankly. But what do I know, right? Anyhow, 85. Is everybody back safe? You know, you got all your fingers, your toes, whatever. Right? Nothing crazy happened. A lot of people didn't go out, but a lot of people did go out. You know, I loved it. A church near me had a bit of a worship fest on New Year's Eve. Because, you know, it's better to go out and drink it or, you know, drink at home or whatever, start shooting off guns and stuff. I mean, it makes much more sense, doesn't it? And the only thing the loons could do is make fun of the fact that it was a super spreader event. And how cold and crass are those people to be there when they're spreading this kind of disease to the way they are. And I just started laughing at myself thinking, you were the people that are the problem with this country. You don't have to go. You didn't have to be there. Who told you to show up? Who asked you to show up? The people don't want to go. You just leave alone. Let them do their thing. All right. Real quick. I think I can pull this off. Some of you may have heard it. Some of you, maybe you didn't hear it. But I would like to share with you President Donald J.'s speech from last night. Very short. It's about the new year. And maybe it'll give you, maybe it'll light a fire for you to continue forward. Take a listen. If you can.
This year, Americans showed incredible grit, strength, tenacity, and resolve, and together we achieved truly historic victories like nobody ever thought possible. To defeat the China virus, we launched the largest mobilization since World War II. We transformed our factories to build tens of thousands of ventilators and millions of masks virtually overnight. Nobody thought it could be done. We ignored the experts who demanded open borders, and we shut down travel from China and Europe to protect our citizens, and we built the wall. We pioneered groundbreaking new therapies and treatments, and we saved millions of American lives. Over and over again, we were told it would be impossible to deliver a vaccine by the end of the year. All of the experts said, absolutely unthinkable, Trump is exaggerating, it can't happen. And we did it, long before the end of the year. They said it would take a medical miracle, and that's exactly what it is. Years from now, they'll be talking about it. They'll be talking about this great, great thing that we did with the vaccines. A truly unprecedented, amazing medical miracle. Normally, developing a vaccine takes up to 10 years. Thanks to Operation Warp Speed, we developed a vaccine in just 9 months. We've already begun a nationwide vaccination program, and we're sending the vaccine all over the world. The world will benefit. We'll benefit. And everybody's calling to thank me. Our most vulnerable citizens are already receiving the vaccine, and millions of doses are quickly being shipped all across our country. By early next year, the vaccine will be available to every American, and shortly thereafter, it will be delivered worldwide. We will end the pandemic once and for all. This is one of the most extraordinary scientific, industrial, and medical feats in history.
And the Democrats are giving all the credit to Joe Biden, the Democrats. Notice that Nancy Pelosi keeps saying we. They did nothing but get in the way, people. They stole the election from you. They were willing to let you die so they could keep the power. I want you to think about that.
Everybody has it as that. That's what they're marketed down as. And we can never let people forget where it came from and how it came. We're very proud to be honored. And all of the people that worked so hard on it, we have to be remembered for what's been done. I want to thank all of the workers, scientists, doctors, and members of the military who helped make Operation Warp Speed possible. Before the pandemic, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. Now we are doing it again. We've actually built, if you think about it, two great economies, before and after. We passed $3 trillion in relief, the largest financial aid package in history. Through the Paycheck Protection Program, we saved or supported more than 51 million American jobs, and we're doing numbers now like nobody's ever seen before, including having the highest stock market in the history of the world. I froze student loan payments, stopped evictions, suspended payroll taxes. We have slashed the unemployment rate from 14.7% all the way down to 6.7%. And a lot of people thought that the 14.7 could be 32 or 40 or 45%. And now we're down to 6.7 and heading a lot lower. We made it dramatically better than experts predicted just a few months ago. Our economy is growing at the most rapid rate ever recorded, 33.4% last quarter, and much faster than the nations of Europe. Nobody can compete with us in terms of going down less and going up by far the fastest and the best. Whenever America is challenged, we always rise to the occasion. We are bringing critical medical manufacturing back home to America. We have secured...
You know, and they voted for the buffoon. No, they didn't. They didn't. I take that back. We allowed them to steal the election for a guy who couldn't get 16 people to show up. Well, here's what Sonya Schmidt has to say after the break. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Can you believe that? Representative Omar worried about somebody losing their civil liberties. I mean, seriously, how many hits off the crack pipe did she take before she could get that actually come off of her lips or roll off her lips with all seriousness? Never happened. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Hopefully you heard the first segment. Some of you already heard the president's New Year's speech last night. He hit a home run with it. Again, can't believe the people were willing to steal an election for a guy who couldn't get 16 people to show up for free burgers, you know, when he was running for... Did he ever really run for president? I don't think he ever did. I think he just kind of hung out in the basement for president or something. That's a whole new way of campaigning. But anyhow, with all this wonderful stuff going on, and I had to reach out to our all-star and ask Sonia Smith to join us tonight because I'm sure she's got a lot that she wants to say. Well, not just about the election, about the new year, what we can expect in 2020. Come on, smile. It could be worse. I could be president.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. It could be a lot worse. Oh, you know what? But you're only giving me a minute tonight. Usually he gives me an hour.
He can you can have... Listen, no. You're not going to do that to me. You can have as much time as you want. So do you want all three segments? They're all yours.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, then you can have Sita. We'll have Sonia on for the whole hour. All right.
No, none of y'all want this at this point because I am really fighting off being negative. It's really hard to end this year without being fighting mad, which is, I think is a good thing.
Good thing.
And I don't think we can be Pollyanna about what's going on. Joe and I talked during the break about churches who are finally coming out and saying, you know what? This isn't biblical and this isn't leadership. So we're going to come out and let the chips fall where they may. And we see what happens when the left gets wind of this. So there's a lot of fighting to be had. So I'm here. It's 2021. And who knew that we were going to be in almost a year of lockdown?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. So, no. But what disappoints me the most is that we did it. I just didn't, especially, you know, I don't know that your whole audience knows what's going on in California, but they pretty much told us that we better sit down, shut up, go in our houses, and wear your masks while you're there.
Unless you live with nuisance, you know, in which case.
Then you can go to the French laundry, the German laundry, the English laundry, get all your laundry done, because it's okay for them, but not for us.
Yeah.
So if this doesn't show people who we're being ruled by, and I had a friend over the other day, and he said, we are being ruled by such evil. You can feel it. It's darkness. It's evil. It's punitive. It's just awful. So what are we going to do about it for 2021?
Well, look at God. Notice I say God. God forbid that that Joe Biden actually gets in, that he's actually sworn in some way, shape, manner, or form. Mm-hmm. I think we need to really... we not need to give up. We need to keep pushing. We need to keep being just as much as dogs with a bone as they were, but not illegal and not as hateful.
I don't mind the not illegal part, but I don't mind being a little hateful.
Well, no, the difference between nasty and hateful. I'm not wishing Joe Biden to die like they were with Trump.
Oh, no. I think we have to be as strong and resolute as they are.
That's a good word. I can't spell it. That's why I don't use it.
Here's a problem. Spell it like spaghetti. You know, pasta.
You're making fun of Italian.
I'm going to be racist.
There's a lot more my people than yours. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. But I think that we have to fight fire with fire.
Yep.
And we have to stop. Forget about the Republicans. They've already shown their hand. We can't trust them. I think we have to get as strong as they are. And if that looks ugly, so what? They're going to call whatever. We could carry flowers and sing songs, and they would call it ugly. So who cares what they say in the media? You know?
Yep.
So I think we have to realize the enemy that we're up against. And we have to fight back. Here's the problem that I have, is that everybody's in agreement that we need to fight. I don't think anybody knows what we're supposed to do, because we haven't been in a position of fighting before. I love, and your guests are going to like, what's wrong with her? I love people like the Proud Birds, the Proud Boys.
I think it's a game on Twitter, Proud Birds or something, Angry Birds or something like that.
Angry Birds.
There you go.
No, I love the Proud Boys, and I hear there's another group called the Oath Keepers.
Yes.
And anybody else like that who's organized and willing to fight and stand up against these angry leftists. I hear there was another that in Portland they started to burn and riot again.
Oh,
in
the city. Yeah.
This is what we're up against. And if we're not and they're sissies. I'm telling, I know you're not supposed to say that word in 2020.
No. Good, you're good with that. Girly boys works too. Go ahead.
Girly boys. Nancy's, whatever you want to call them. They're willing to go out and destroy property and hurt people with frozen water bottles and stuff. What are you going to fight that back with other than letting them know that you ain't taking this? And we see what happens when we stand up to them. And they start crying. They cry in their cereal. They can't even take it. So
No. But do we have, you know, it's one of the conversations I have with a lot of people is that where are the warriors? Where are the, you know, you and I talk about things from a Christian perspective, a Christian point of view. Just because you're Christian doesn't mean you're a pushover. Doesn't mean you get to lay down. You know, Jesus said, if they slap you one cheek, turn the other one. But that's it. I ain't got no more after that. You know, gloves are off. I'm ready to go. Well, yeah. Depends on how you look at it. I might have two more cheeks, but other than that.
I don't want to think about that.
Okay.
You know what, the Jesus who I love, there's two images. I love the smoting God in the Old Testament. I'm looking for some smoting to go down. And then the Jesus who turned over the tables in the temple and went, what are you doing? You're totally distracting me. That's the way, and I don't think that we should feel ashamed about that. And the church, I think you mentioned this in your first segment about the church here in our part of town,
yep,
that decided to open up. And that was my home church. I stopped going to them several months ago because they were being so timid about opening up. And I started going to Calvary Chapel with Jack Gibbs in Chino Hills, because he was a true leader who never shut down. And I was even shocked about how open and free it was. And the first night I went there, I was like, oh, my God, I got the COVID. I'm sitting next to people. I'm singing. I'm worshiping. I'm dead. But I've been going there. I've been going to, as I did some of your past shows in Huntington Beach.
Yep.
And I'm just fine so far. But my feeling is if I get it, I'm relatively healthy and I've got a 99% chance of being okay.
No. Don't play with the numbers on this show. It's 99.8%. Don't do that.
Uh-oh. I'm losing a little bit. Are you kicking me off or should I go?
No. Stay. Okay. I mean, I know you want to go eat or take a nap or something.
No, I have. Oh, you know what? That's messed up.
Come and see your host, back more with Sonya Schmidt after the break. Don't go far.
I have traditional.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act was overturned by the Senate today. Senators voted 81 to 13, well above the two-thirds majority needed. The House voted by a wide margin to override the president's veto earlier this week. This is a first in Trump's presidency. The U.S. has surpassed 20 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Cases have doubled from 10 million to 20 20 million in less than 2 months. 336,000 Americans have died with the virus. A third state has reported its first case of the new coronavirus strain that was first seen in England. The Florida Health Department says the case was detected in a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently, and 15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Hey, hey, mambo, mambo. See, after that conversation, mambo, I might need to go on a diet or something. Anyhow, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, we have a new year, a clean slate. Well, kind of a clean slate to get rolling. Seriously, you're learning who, you know, if nothing else in 2020, you learned who the true rhinos were. You learned who the people were. Did anybody really believe for a second that Mitch McConnell was even 90% behind Donald Trump? Because if you did, you might need some real psychiatric care. I'm really concerned about you at that point in time. But really, with all this stuff going down, we need to give them the same crud that they gave us. You know, David Horowitz was on the show the other day, and he said it, and I've been saying it, and he said it. We have to stop fighting by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and we need to start using the guerrilla warfare just like they do. And I know somebody who agrees with me. Sonja Schmidt agrees with me.
Most of the time I do, and in this case, really? I really do. And David Horowitz, he comes from such an interesting background that I think allowed him to have insight, you know, about what we're going through, and he takes it very seriously.
He is very upset. I mean, he is emotionally upset when he's talking about this. He calls himself a red diaper baby, grew up in a house of communists who hated this country. Both his parents hated this country. And, you know, he went to Berkeley in the days of free speech and a true free speech. He fought for it. He said, look, I fought for that. I believed in burning the bra and everything else. And he said, look what's happened today. You know?
Amazing background. And to your listeners, get any of his books. He makes things that are complicated. So, and you know, Rush does this as well when he's on his radio show. But Horowitz makes everything so simple.
Yep.
You can't miss it. So please, if you're questioning any of this stuff, or if you have, you know, simple-minded, liberal, leftist relatives, pass David Horowitz's books on to them, because they're so clear, they're so wonderful, and they're not hateful, they're just like facts.
Can you really say things like simple-minded, liberal, leftist? I mean, that is a complicated place to come from, liberal, leftist.
I'm so exhausted from 2020, I may say anything, which leads me to, like, my show, because I don't know. I was so dispirited after the election that I'm like, I don't know what my show is anymore, because my show up until that point has been encouragement, exposure, it was pro-Trump, and now that this has happened, I'm not quite sure what it is. So I've been praying on it for, gosh, probably the past month. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say now that I can lend to the conversation.
Well, if not you, then who? That's number one. Number two is not to be, you know, that I don't play the race game by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no, not you.
Right? But wait a minute. But in the coming year of the somewhat Democrat control, if we don't have black males, black females, conservatives that are willing to get in somebody's face and speak out, the Candace Owens, Sonia Schmidts of the world, who are we going to have? Us old white-haired white guys. And they don't take us seriously. You know that.
They marginalize us. Yeah, but they personalize us. So I'm going to ask your listeners, if I continue on with my show and bring you new guests and new ideas, which I'm retooling my show right now to see, you know, what am I going to say and how am I going to say it? Y'all pitch in bail money. That's all I'm asking.
You know, it is... It is a tough place to be, and I think people don't really understand what some of us, and I don't publicize it everywhere, but, you know, what some of us go through in order to do our shows, what we go through in our communities. You know, our community is a very vocal community. I'm on a school board here. They know exactly who I am. They know what I do. And, you know, it's very tough. Tough to go out with your wife. It's tough when my wife goes out and hears things about her husband that she doesn't want to hear. But we've got to be willing to do it. Otherwise, we just lay down and die. Let them run us over, right?
Yeah, you got... And I know we've been preaching this for the past year, but it's gotten really serious. As you guys got to stop supporting the big techs. You got to stop supporting Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And you got to move over to Parler. We're moving as content creators over to those free, patriotic web big tech platforms as soon as we can. Yeah. And we just really need you guys to support us, and support us financially, and support us, here's the thing, with subscriptions. If you can't give any money away, you can always for free share our videos, share what we do.
That's true.
And you know what, just do that. What, every little bit counts, because they have a monopoly. You guys complain about Soros money. Well, we ain't got Soros money, but we have the power of the people. So if you guys can share, if you guys can subscribe, then that way we have your, we're not trying to send you, we're not trying to steal your information like Facebook did. All we're trying to do is say we have a direct connect with you so we can let you know what's going on in the country.
Yeah.
So if you're not that comfortable with leaving Facebook at the time, at right now, just at least subscribe, at least donate, at least share, and we will create our own America, which is what we've been complaining about. So you guys are a part of that. Do it, do it, do it.
Well, you know, and in pushing back, it's like I'm trying to tell some of our friends in the business. One of our friends just got whacked while he was sitting at a table having dinner. He found out that his channel was pulled down. Okay, no warning, no anything. You know, Julio Rivera and Reactionary Times. I just got off the phone with him today. Now, he had 3 years worth of videos on YouTube, and basically they said to him, hey, we've looked over your videos over the last 10 years, and we've decided you're really not what we want.
Oh, my gosh.
Gone, okay?
And all of a sudden, we've decided. You know, the same thing, I was getting promoted on, somebody called me up, and they were like, there's no reason why more people don't know who you are. I've got a ton of followers. I'm going to start throwing you. Give me stuff. I'll throw it up on my Facebook page. He started doing that. Sure enough, my viewership increased exponentially, and then Facebook got wind of it, and he shut down. Not only did he get shut down, his wife got shut down, and she doesn't post anything that's political.
No, we've been, you know, it's funny, because the people who've been doing this for years, some of us have been at this for a long time, we're the ones getting nailed. Because we were in the early part of this that they thought they could shut us down early. And, you know, you could say, you're just feeling sorry for yourself, but it's not. No, it's true. And you and I have been at this for a long time. And
I started with Obama, but I didn't really have any Facebook presence. I was on PJ Media. And then when I came back during Trump, I started on Facebook, but everybody was telling me what you're saying now. Don't even They'll start none, will be none.
Yep.
So I went on the range broadcasting, and they're going through retooling and all that right now. So we're, you guys have no idea how we're like chasing the flow of getting you guys information so that you can know it. We're not doing it for our own self-aggrandizement. We're doing it so you guys can understand and learn about what's going on in real time. So,
yeah, and you know, part of that, to your point though, a lot of these guys were seeing what was coming, and the owner of Spreely and what have you, he went at this, he started rolling it out, and then we saw this blow up. And now you've got somebody who's got to hustle to get it up to speed, right, to get our information out, to make things happen, and it's hard to do. But I'm going to tell you guys, you have to fight to make sure that you know that these people are willing to step up, so you need to support them. And, you know, you got people like myself and Sonia that are heading over to some of these platforms. Support them for us.
It's
so they know that we're serious,
true.
Right?
It's so true, and it goes back to my other point before our break is how do people want to fight, people want to help, they don't want to be dispirited, what can they do? That's a simple thing that you could do. Go over to Parler, go over to Spreely, go over to, you know, just like check and see where you're, the people who you like are going to and support them, because otherwise they're going to be shut out of existence. And here's the thing, bad for them, bad for you, because you're not going to find out what's going on. All you're going to find out is the crap. And you've seen what's happened to Fox News. I'm telling you, Trump has drained the swamp in areas that we didn't know was going to be strained or drained.
Well, yeah, so, what I want to see, I got to tell you something. For me, what I want to see happen, I want to see Donald Trump, no matter what happens, I don't care if his kids do it, I don't care if he does it, if he gets... if he gets sworn in on the 20th, which I still believe is a real possibility, then his kids need to jump into the media world and either buy Newsmax, buy some kind of media service, start a media service where real information can get out. You have to be terrestrial. You have to be over the air as well as online. Do you agree?
Nobody could do it better than him.
I know,
that's true. He knows television. He knows the media more than anybody else. But let's just say it don't happen. We have to adopt, we have to go to those networks and those media, those content creators.
No, actually, hold that thought, because we have to go to a commercial first.
Oh, you're going to let me stay?
I want you to stay. I told you that already. Seriously, just bring food afterward. All right, we'll talk in a minute. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are some messed up white people.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Let me just bring it back on. Sit up straight, lady. Didn't your mom ever tell you that? Sit up straight.
I'm sweating because I know, but I'm just getting ready to have some prosperity and luck and all that for dinner. So that's all I can think of. It's a black tradition from slavery times. And
prosperity and luck? What is that? I don't get it. Okay. What food is it?
Okay, so, and I almost forgot about it until my extremely white husband texted me and asked me if I was cooking it. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot.
Wow.
So I truly have lost my culture, being a Republican. So, greens, like that could be collard greens, mustard greens, anything like that, is for money, to have money in the new year. So you eat that. Black-eyed peas you eat for good luck. Why? I don't know. But you just do. Chitlins, or I don't do that. But pork, I guess you could substitute for that. I'm not quite sure what that's for. And I should look this up. And then the other thing is you put money underneath your doormat. And it's supposed to be just a penny. And these are all the things that the slaves did during slavery time. That signified all this stuff. It's a tradition from way back
turns out I text my kids today, and one of my kids, who has the most prosperity and all that kind of stuff, she actually did it, and she does it every year. And
so I know where you live, so, like, how much money do you have under the mat?
To be honest, when I put, I was like, you know what? I always put more than enough money under my doorstep, under my doormat. Yeah. And when I lifted up my doormat to put just a penny in this year, I found like $2.50 worth of change under
there.
That's
a hamburger, too.
That's a hamburger. I could go to In-N-Out Burger. That would be prosperity. You know, when I had a house, I'm now in an apartment, but when I had a house and I had all that change under there, the gardeners would take it.
Oh, that's a year for having Italian gardeners. I don't know. But anyway, you know what? You were talking to me about this during the break, and I bet you probably know the restaurant. Most people won't know what it is, but in Los Angeles, right off the marina, there was a place called Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen. Now,
they were
probably
still there?
What?
Are they still there?
I don't know, but they used to be in Marina Del Rey. I have to look them up.
Yeah.
Okay, and today they probably shut them down because, you know, it's got too much of a racist name to it or something. I don't know. But anyway,
no.
I'd go in there, and she had, like, fried chicken, and then she'd have the pork chops smothered in black sauce, you know, that thick black sauce. And she couldn't even pull it out of the pan because it would fall apart. It was so soft.
God.
She's killing me here.
Aunt Kizzy's
Kitchen, and I don't know if it was for show, but it didn't sound like it because she had everybody hopping and popping. But there was this old black woman in there. She had a headband thing, you know, keep your hair from coming out, you know, a head thing on, and she would be going up and down that row, and she'd be letting them know that they were giving too much food or they weren't giving enough food. No, you don't let those. I loved going there to eat.
It was surely you didn't go to. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I've been in California 30 years. I went one time. I still don't get it.
Oh, you know what? There's something about waffles and chicken that absolutely works. But let me tell you something, and this goes to my Hollywood background. So I didn't know this at the time, but there was a character. I worked on a show called In Living Color. Maybe some of your people remember it, but if they don't, they should check it out because it still holds up. Comedy shows, sketch shows, and we had a character in a black soul food restaurant. I forget her name, but she would sit at your table, and she was really gross, and she would get in your face and all that. Well, she was taken from this character was derived from a character in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. I had no idea. I wrote this character several times, but didn't know until I walked in that restaurant that this was the real person. It was hilarious. She would sit at your table. She was gross. She would tell you what you're going to order.
Yeah.
It was great. It was absolutely
Did you write, I don't know if it was Arsenio or one of them did a skit on a restaurant in South Central called Casa Umama. And when you
That's
go in
funny.
There, there are no menus because Leroy tells you what you're going to have for lunch. Okay?
You know, I don't know about that, but I know that Tommy Davidson played the cook.
Yeah.
In one of the restaurants, and he was hard of hearing, so you would say something, and he would mess up the order and get it back. But I don't know if it was I don't think that I wrote that one. I don't remember the name of that.
It was pretty funny.
Everything we did was hilarious. It was such a great. It was one of my beginning shows that I worked on, and it was a great show to start off.
It was
with.
Also you tell the story a lot, and I don't know if people remember it, but you know a lot about how you got the job and you realized that Hollywood wasn't so open to the black community as we're led to believe, or were led to believe.
Well,
I should say.
No. I mean, many of the shows that I worked on, most of the shows that I worked on, I was the only black person, certainly the only female. And I'm like, well, that's weird, because they're the ones who's talking about diversity. And so, yeah, and I didn't know that I was a Republican at the time. I registered Republican while I was in Hollywood. And one of the things that
really?
I realized... Yeah, one of the things that I realized from being in the room with a room full of liberals is I didn't know what I was, but I knew I wasn't one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and so here I am now, and I don't know that I'm a Republican anymore, especially how the Republicans have acted. I don't understand this whole Mitch McConnell thing. I've been backing off of the news in the past week or so. So I hear there's some crazy stuff going on.
Do you remember when Hollywood threw Georgia under the bus because they had to, they were putting some restrictions in on abortion, and you know, if Hollywood wasn't going to hold up women's rights, and they weren't going to shoot movies there, and you know, it was just amazing to watch what went down at the time and all the noise made. And you know what the majority of movies are being shot are? They're in Georgia.
Well, absolutely. It's my daughter, one of my daughter's show. In fact, when my daughter was pregnant, both times I would go with her to Georgia to take care of her, or after she had the baby, I would take care of the baby while she shot her show. She's an executive producer on a couple TV shows. I taught her everything I know, and now I got nothing left. But yeah, so that's where we were. However, do you know where the majority of movies are funded by, or who they're funded by? Is communist China. So if you wonder, and this has been going on for a few years, so if you wonder this connection between China and Hollywood and this love fest.
Oh, yeah.
Follow the money.
No, look at the NBA. Look at the first thing that they did. They took China's side.
Exactly.
You know, and they make more money from China than they do anywhere else. I want you to know something.
I'm watching. Why are we all shopping in Walmart?
I'm watching the chat room right now, and they're talking about food. See what you did?
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about food. What are they saying? That's what I would rather talk about.
You might get some good recipes out of there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, I made bacon-wrapped asparagus this month. I'm so chubby.
Asparagus, really?
Oh, gosh.
No, I can't do that.
You got to expand your horizons.
I do. I have, actually, right now, I'm not going to stand up, but I have shorts off an elastic band. You know? I used to go back east every Christmas, and I would gain on the average 12 to 15 pounds every year. And it would take me the first, because listen, I went back to the old Italian women. If you shunned any of their food, that was like a mortal sin.
Chris.
You had to go to the bishop for absolution after that because it was so bad. Right? So you eat at everybody's house, and you eat all the sweets, and you eat all the cookies and the candies, and the all the stuff. Lasagna, you can't say no to grandma's lasagna. Or auntie's lasagna, you can't do that. Right?
Who would want to? I had so much sugar. You know what? I never have butter in my house. Do you know how many packages of butter I have in my refrigerator? I have cooked everything in butter.
You know, that's why I keep telling you no when you invite me over to eat, because I got to have me some butter and sugar.
I never have butter. I have vegan butter. I'm super, super... squishy, as you would call it, when it comes to food.
Yeah, no.
As a Republican or as an independent, but let me tell you something, Christmas time, all bets are off. I got brown sugar, white sugar, molasses.
I
got flour, white flour. I never eat that stuff.
I found a classic recipe for Sicilian cannolis, and the fourth ingredient in it was lard. Now, what?
Oh my gosh, lard!
And it was an 89-year-old Sicilian woman making it. Okay, and
it's so good.
Well, you know what? You can't put down something that's been successful for 89 years.
89 years. My mother used to have a can on her near the stove, and it just had bacon drippings in it.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of grease you can put in that can, and you use it. And I made. Let me tell you something. I made. Some stuffed portobello mushrooms just a couple days ago for a friend, and I used those drippings that I got from the bacon and the chicken and everything else I was cooking, all the butter, and I did those mushrooms. I sautéed some spinach with those drippings, and I put it in the sautéed mushrooms. Oh my God, the stuffed mushrooms, mozzarella, Italian cheese on top of that, sun dried tomatoes.
I'll be buying get some tomorrow.
So God.
Yeah,
I always laugh
at people. You got some of these people that get deathly ill from food poisoning because fish was left out too long or whatever. You know what? Those people lived forever and they almost drank bacon grease. SoniaSchmidt.org, SoniaSchmidt.org if you want to find out everything you want to know about Sonia. Well, almost everything you want to know about Sonia. Come here every Friday night and you'll learn more about Sonia. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up. We're still celebrating, 2021 and our upcoming victories. We'll be back in a little bit.